Untitled Fragment. If you see a dustbin painted black, for blue is not their colour, not their style, it would not suit this dreary cul-de-sac in backward downtown East Argyle. Thus spoke the sullen knight-at-arms. He was, as you will see, a man of many charms. He rode at night through silent gloomy woods, and brewed strong pots of tea in silent dells. He drank them with emetic treacle puds, and played sweet tunes on tiny bells. He bought them from a charlatan who sold illicit goods. After many days he found the toads, and bargained with them for a bloated bat, who sat upon a pumpkin writing odes of Noah and his ship on Ararat. Eventually his sultry feet were like an undecided painting by Magritte. With new-won bat he rode upon his way, through viscous mire and unrelenting marsh, and shot the peasants swimming in the Tay, the peasants whose brass bands were much too harsh, they never practised more than 20 times a day. The plumber tuned his instrument, it made a pretty sound, and split the sundry airs around, the airs are what I thought you meant, until the jellied cat was drowned, the cat that was so corpulent it did the village folk astound. He dug deep friezes from the soil, and later, by and by, he wooed a phantom butterfly, and wrapped it up in silver foil. He sent it to his mistress shy, who tortured it in boiling oil. Its feelers went awry. But gashes wept upon the floor, and drowned the plumber's feet, and spoilt the plates of fetid meat with streams of undigested gore, corpuscles dancing to the beat of muscle man and matador, whom panthers never eat.